Glory to God. Very short message and of hope that this is encouraging. If someone belongs to Jesus, if you belong to Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Spirit. Okay, amen. He's God Almighty. Around the throne of God, the angels cry, "Holy, holy, holy," continually. And we don't know how long they have been there. We don't know. It may have been billions of years, trillions for all eternity past. We don't know how long, but they have been there so long. But they continually see new revelations of God Almighty. And they cry out, "Holy, holy, holy." You know, I'm not an expert on holiness, but a great man of God said that it's the totality of our great God. You know, when we look at His character attributes, they're so wonderful. He's merciful and He's patient and gracious. Those are wonderful, but holiness captures all of them. The totality of Him, He's holy. He's, oh, hallelujah. And we have the Holy Spirit, who's God Almighty in His fullness. Amen. He's, you know, and He will give us this revelation and we will be able to experience it through Him only. Amen. Not through any person, but through Him. He will reveal to us the Trinity, that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one. That they're all, you know, no competition. They're all, oh, hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit's not any less because He's third. Jesus is not any less because He's second. And, but get this, here's something, another just fascinating revelation. And we can read it right there in the Bible. When someone comes to Jesus Christ, you know, He says, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." And then He points to the Father and says, "My Father is greater than all." And when we go to the Father points back to Jesus. And Jesus says, "I and the Father are one, and no man comes to the Father but by Me." And Jesus says, "I'm the great I am." He's God Almighty. So He's both the Son of God and God. It's just so incredible. And people may wonder, I've even had people that I know say, "Oh, you know, you've got to come up with something new." Or, "Oh, Jesus can't be God. You know, He's the Son of God." Well, it's central to our faith that, you know, God set it up this way to save mankind. I mean, literally, this is for us. In fact, even before the foundation of the world, He knew man would fall. He knew that He would have to send His Son to save the world. He even knew that Lucifer, the angel, would rebel. Didn't take Him by surprise. He had a plan all along. And it's the greatest story ever told, of course. Glory to God. So I mentioned the angels and all of, because we should never, ever, we will never be, when we meet the Holy Spirit, we will never be bored or lose interest. We'll have just passion beyond passion for God Almighty, the great 3-in-1 God. Amen.